The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Sarah Slattery from the travelexpert.ie is with us, just back from sunny Ibiza.
Hi, Matt. Yeah.
I envy you. Looking out of the weather here, rainy Dublin again today, quite cool for the month of starting July. Yes. Tell us about Ibiza. Were you off clubbing, were you?
I wish I was. No, it's one of those things I never did when I was younger. And I suppose, like a lot of people, I met so many people over there actually in their 40s and 50s celebrating big birthdays who said they always wanted to go. And I suppose I always did as well. But I was really surprised by how much, I mean, I was there with my family, so it wasn't obviously that kind of holiday, but how much there was to see. It's such a small island. It's like a sixth the size of Majorca, but there's so many gorgeous little cove beaches and old towns. And, you know, it's just so not just about the club scene. You know, there's so many gorgeous places to visit, and I'd absolutely love to go back. My only thing is I didn't have enough time.
Okay, it's one of the Balearic Islands, is it?
It is one of the Balearics, yeah.
So how long does it take to get there?
About 2.5 hours. And you can do what we did. We did 3 nights in Ibiza and then we went over to Majorca. So you can do a two centre if you want. You can get there by ferry or plane. But a lot of people would just choose generally to go for a week or two.
Well, I love Majorca, and we talked about Majorca again at a future date, but I've never been to Ibiza, so what would drag me there?
Well, one of the things that surprised me was just, it was called the White Island, which I didn't know about until I came back. But was, you know, when you're in Palma City and you're in so many Spanish cities and they're kind of terracotta or sandstone, the whitewashed villages are absolutely gorgeous. Like, they're almost more look like Greece, I think, than Spain. But, you know, Ibiza town for me was the big showstopper. Absolutely loved it. So you kind of enter it, the old town, by a drawbridge, like a sandstone drawbridge. And then once you go inside, you've got all these whitewashed buildings. During the day, it's very quiet, but at night time, it's absolutely buzzing. Amazing restaurants. Everybody's sitting outside. There's just such a great buzz there. There's a marina. There's amazing shops. You absolutely love to beat the town, and I thought it'd be lovely as well, even just for a city break, if you wanted to go for a couple of nights and just stay there. Really, really liked it.
It's expensive though, isn't it?
Yeah. It is expensive, but accommodation in Ibiza town and around it is expensive.
And the restaurants and bars as well?
Well, I didn't think the restaurants were any dearer than, you know, in any of the kind of main resorts in a big city. Certainly not dearer than Dublin prices anyway.
That's not cheap.
But there are lots of resorts on the outskirts, and like, particularly if you were going as a couple or family and you don't particularly want that club scene, like 10 or 15 minutes in a taxi, you've got Calalonga, really, really pretty, a gorgeous cove beach. Another 5 minutes on, you've got Santa Eulalia, which is a big, big town. A marina, loads there for families and couples, but not the kind of nightclub scene, but still plenty of life. I think if I was going back, I'd probably stay there. So an accommodation is much more reasonable if you stay away from the Ibiza town or San Antonio, the club places.
But if you did go clubbing, tell us about Playa Den Bossa.
Yeah, the two main spots for clubs would be Playa Den Bossa, and that's where the big Ushuaia and High Nightclub is the world's best nightclub. I think it's been voted, I don't know, 5 times or something, and that's there. And you've got like Calvin Harris and David Guetta and all these big DJs who are residents in Ushuaia for the summer and the different clubs for the summer. They're really, really, it's where you want if you want to go for the club scene. Now, we went up for a night and I was kind of amazed at the age group. It was such a big, such a varied group. So I think a lot of people would probably, like older people, maybe going for a week and may want one wild night, might go in for a night. And that's the kind of thing you can do at Ibiza. You can have a relaxing, nice holiday in a pretty upmarket resort, but still maybe it's such a small island, just taxi in and have a wild night if that's what you want to do.
Okay, what about heading to San Antonio and San Antonio Bay?
That's the other spot. Playa Den Bossa and San Antonio are the big, big kind of club places. But San Antonio is on the west coast of the island, so it's where you've got all those iconic kind of Cafe Del Mar bars and Cafe Mambo and where big sunset bars and where the original chill out music came from. So it's kind of worth going in just to see it. But if you want to dine or you want to sit at the water's edge for the sunset, you'll have to pay the minimum payments. It's like €60 for drinks per person, €100 for dinner per person, a minimum spend. And that's the same if you have kids as well. So, we didn't do it, but it is the kind of thing that you can, it's probably worth going in just to see it. Another good trick we found out afterwards was sunset cruises, actually, because if you don't want to pay for those minimum spends and you don't want to kind of be there for the night, the cruise ship or the little cruise boats dock right outside. So you've got your DJs playing the music, you've got the atmosphere, you've got it all, you've got your sunset, and you're not paying your minimum payment prices to sit by the water's edge.
And if you even want to, if you don't go at sunset, even during the day, cruising is a great way to see an island, isn't it? Beautiful getting out in the water in the sun.
Absolutely, because there's so many different cove beaches, 180 beaches in Ibiza. And there are these small little tiny coves, they're absolutely gorgeous. And that's the best way to see them on a boat. And there's so many different types of boats. Like, you want to check depending on what type of holiday you want. Like, some of them have open bars, all inclusive, there's DJs on board, they're party boats. And then others would be like obviously sailing or, you know, family orientated. Or Ibiza really does cater for everybody. I think I was surprised at some of the quieter family resorts compared to the, like, you can really have either.
Okay, listener says, is Ibiza good for a family with two children under the age of three?
Absolutely, yeah, definitely. But just, I'd say, you know, the best resorts would be probably Santa Eulalia or Calalonga, or some of the ones up the north, even further, Escanao up the north. But there's loads. I have a full guide on the website with the places to go, because that's the thing about Ibiza. It's important that you pick the right resort that suits you. But it is a small island. It's like 21 miles long. So it's very easy to get around. It's very easy to have a bit of nightlife if you want it. It's very easy to have a quiet time. And there are upmarket resorts, you know, has everything.
How important, though, is it to book in well in advance, particularly your restaurants?
Yeah, so if you want that kind of cool, you know, perfect iconic cliff bar or restaurant, you need to book in advance. One of the ones that was recommended to me, Amante, big kind of celebrity hangout, I tried to book it 2 weeks beforehand for lunch and not a chance. They practically laughed at me. So you need to book these a good bit in advance. There's a lot of beach clubs as well for sunset. So if you want to, there's some family ones, there's more relaxed style beach clubs where kids could be playing on the at the beach, and you'll still have a DJ, but not kind of wild. So you need to book a lot of those in advance as well. So things like that, definitely, particularly if you're going on high season, I would say pre-book. But normal restaurants, you're fine.
What did you manage to get to then?
We went to this really cool place up the north, called the Boathouse, which again was recommended to me. It's a whole, the whole restaurant is done out, and that's a themed boat basically. There's even the bar is built around a boat, and you're right on the seafront. But the food was amazing. I thought it might be a bit kind of tacky, the theme, but it was, oh my God, the food was fantastic and quite reasonably priced. Now, it's on one of these windy peninsulas, you have to drive to find it. But that's what Ibiza has. It has all these cool places, like a little bit off the beaten track, that you seek out and you find if you want to drive around and explore it.
Is it advisable to hire a car over there?
Yeah, we hired a car for the day. We got a little open top, a Fiat 500, and it was like €70, I think, for the day. And we drove all around and we had a great time. Absolutely, I'd say definitely, if you can, hire a car. Kids loved it as well. They just thought the whole open top thing was cool, and it was a handy way of getting them to sit in the car for 5 hours.
And one listener says, big shout out for Sunset Ashram in Ibiza. Beautiful part of the island, a lovely place to take it all in at any time of the day or the night. What about the hippie markets?
Yeah, this was a big thing for me. It's loads of these hippie markets scattered all around the island. There's a big one up the north that's open on a Wednesday. It's like over 50 years old. There's 500 different stalls there, but they have like designated areas as well for kids where you can paint t-shirts. There's live music going on. There's food trucks. Like, they're actually, the whole thing is really cool. And there's also a small one in Ibiza town. There's another one. There's a night market, Las Dalias night market. That's a weekend. That's very popular as well. Lots of these markets, and a lot of them are international products as well. You'll have like jewellery from India and, you know, textiles from Sri Lanka and all this kind of stuff, as well as local handcrafts and things like that. So it's definitely worth visiting them.
Okay, some of these are natural wonders. What is Vedra, for example?
Yeah, there's a lot of these sunset spots, and that's, I think, what Ibiza is very known for. And as Vedra is one of these, it's a kind of a legendary, it's a rock that it's 400 metres that juts out of the sea at the southwest of the island. But there's lots of myths and legends surrounding it. And
you can't actually go on to that though, can you? You just sort of look at that from a boat and see.
I thought it would be a bit of a waste because you couldn't go on to it. But I've since learned, again, another thing I want to go back to do, it's the, one of the legends is that it's the, well, actually, one of the, apparently it is a magnetic spot, one of the third or fourth magnetic places on the Earth. So that's where they think Ibiza gets a lot of its energy from. So at night time, as the sun sets, you've got like a lovely beach there with a clifftop restaurant. You've just got all those, that cool vibe, people getting the whole energy and the heat from the sun. And it's I suppose, another cool place to hang out, really.
Okay, and what about the UNESCO World Heritage Status Nature Park?
Yeah, the Ses Salinas is a place not too far from Ibiza town, and it's got amazing beaches. It's also kind of, it's where you, it spreads out into Formentera, which is the next island over, which has the best beaches in the Balearics, and you can do a boat trip over to Formentera as well. That's another must-do. But the Ses Salinas Park, it's where the salt flats are. So you've got all this just white, white sandy beaches. And it's a natural park. There's also a seagrass that grows there in the sea. It's the only place it grows in the Med, or it's the best preserved in the Med anyway. And so it's all a natural park. It's a reserve, but it's a fabulous place for... it's a fabulous place to go swimming as well. And there's a very good few beach clubs down there. There's one in particular, I can't think of the name, but again, it's quite family friendly too.
Okay, well, you have all the details at thetravelexpert.ie.
Yep.
Who flies there? I mean, if you're depending on Aer Lingus, are there alternatives?
There's just Ryanair at the moment, daily from Dublin. It's just seasonal. It's not, I think, until about the end of October. But it is a place just to kind of get back to, where, whilst you definitely would go for a summer holiday, it is a really cool place to go for a few nights. Particularly if you have a big birthday coming up, you know, Ibiza town for three or four nights. And it's a place, great place to bring teenagers, because whilst, you know, they're not going to be going clubbing, you know, when they get to the age where they don't want to go on holidays with you anymore, if you tell them you're going to Ibiza, they'll want to go.
Sarah Slattery, thank you very much.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.